process, but then you just have to calm down and breathe slow and realize that it's all going to be okay, and lots of people that are very good make all the equipment, and it's going to be safe. Over. If we just have a hose with water, it would go all over the place. And so what we do is we take drink bags and we put our water into like a towel, and we take kind of a sponge bath. Sounds kind of yucky, but it actually works out just fine. I feel very clean all the time, and I wash my hair just by putting water in and some shampoo in, and then I take a towel and dry it off a little. It works great. Over. We, at this very moment, I think we have cucumber seeds that are growing. And we use different kinds of plants to understand how to grow plants in space, so that when we go to places like Mars, where we can't pack all of our food, then we can actually grow food on the way to Mars. Over. Sam, I've been in space. This is my third time. The first two missions were pretty short, 16 days and 5 days. And now I've been up here, oh, I don't know, almost 6 months. It's great. Our Soyuz rocket ship, our Russian rocket ship, is pretty small, and so there's lots of buttons and, you know, things to push and numbers to watch in front of us, and then everything that we need is right around us so that we can be strapped in tight and still reach everything that we need. Over. Casey, what we do is we check out the spacesuits to make sure, I mean, these are like our own little spaceships in a way. When you're out doing a spacewalk, you're wearing your own spaceship. And even though you don't travel very far, we want to make sure that all the systems that take care of breathing and cooling and everything is working, so we take everything out very carefully. In fact, we've done that for the spacewalks that are coming up when the space shuttle comes. And then we get ready to go outside. It takes, I would say, a couple of days to get ready for a spacewalk. Over. Well, we all exercise about twice a day, either on a bicycle or a treadmill or lift weights. We do two of those three things every single day. And as for games, you know, we kind of invent our own games because we can play kind of like ball in three dimensions and things bounce off the ceiling and the floor. And it's actually pretty fun. Over. Want to stay an astronaut, but as an astronaut, I have lots of different jobs on the ground and in space, and so I think I would like to stay an astronaut, mostly because I really love being in space. It's magical. Over. David, we practice for emergencies because, you know, they can happen, and there's almost always a way for us to fix whatever is wrong. We just have to stay calm and think about what the problem is, and then remember to follow our directions, to read our procedures for fixing the problem. And so we practice that, because when an emergency really happens, you get a little bit scared, maybe. And that way, if you practice, you remember just what to do. Over. Zach, the space station was built in pieces that were brought up either on the space shuttle or on a Russian rocket. So big chunks. Typically what happens these days is the shuttle comes up and some takes it from the space station to the back of the payload bay, and then the shuttle's robotic arm picks up that data, hands it to the robotic arm on the space station, and then the space station robotic arm puts it onto the space station. It's really fun robotics. Over.